Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Vladimir.
Hello.
Hello, all the listeners. Welcome back to the podcast, Voice of Man. The purpose of this podcast is to explore the true man nature. And my guest today is Vladimir Vanya Tserovich. How are you, Vanya?
I'm great, and this is like how to say very good sign because in Belgrade here is snowing. This is the first snow for this winter. It must be some kind of good sign for our recording.
Yeah, great. I'm happy to hear that. I met Vladimir in Serbia on a business meeting with entrepreneurs. That was quite some years ago. And what I appreciate and respect the most about Vladimir is his sense of human connection. And at that time, I remember how he took care for us and for all the people that were in guests in Belgrade. And no matter and what I'm actually seeing from you, Vladimir, is that you are keeping this bond and this energy and connection between the people, no matter of the distance that is there, or no matter if you know the person very, very well. You are able to actually keep the bonding together. So, my friends, listeners, this is the voice of Vladimir Vanya Cerovic, and welcome to this podcast, Vanya.
Uroš, thank you very much for inviting me. It's really a privilege to share this 1 hour with you.
Great, great. Tell me, Vladimir, what are you bringing in this podcast?
I am always saying for myself, when I want to describe myself with one word, different and unique. This is in this time when we are living in so fast time with a lot of stress, a lot of different things happening in the world. You should preserve this uniqueness for yourself and to bring in relation with people something different. And to preserve that is a little bit lost, that old nice values.
I can see that in a way how are you presenting yourself in public, because I oftentimes your posts are stopping me actually. Yeah, that's the real word. Because from all these things that are taking our focus away, I can stop and I can actually feel what you are speaking about, and that's definitely a little bit of difference from the average. What roles do you play or do you have as a man in your life?
It's very important how to say I was brought. That is also one very important thing in this time when I mentioned these values, family. I was born in Slovenia. That is an interesting thing. And I grew up in Slovenia, and my parents are from Serbia, but I grew up in Slovenia. And then I took like this, how to say, different things from all the countries that I used to live, like Slovenia, Croatia, Bosnia, Montenegro, and Serbia. And my parents are like, they are giving me also these kind of values because they are married 51 years. They celebrated before 7 days. And this is like how to say, in the time that we are living, a lot of people don't preserve this and cherish these family values, if I can say it like this. And I think for myself that I'm bringing on the table, these values that are coming from Slovenia, from Croatia, from the Bosnia, Montenegro, and Serbia, of course. And I'm always saying, like you mentioned before, I have friends in more than 150 countries in the world. And it's not like the to say like, oh, they are like just in my mobile and they are my friends. No, because very often people are calling me in this case also when they need you. And they are forgetting one thing, that you need to have always this kind of follow-up with the people that you know. It doesn't need to be like every day, of course. But sometimes you can ask your friend from, like I am doing, from Ecuador, hello, how are you? And I remember one situation that is a very interesting one. One of my friends, this from Ecuador, I call her by accident, if I can say it like this. And they had in that time a military queue in the country. And she was very afraid because she didn't know what will happen. Her mother was outside somewhere, she didn't know. And I talked with her and I calmed her down in that moment. And everything went good in that matter, that her mother came back, etc., etc. But I was the voice, if I can say it like this, that calmed her down in this very stressful situation. And why? Not because I am the smartest one or something like this, but like I had experience, unfortunately, from different bad things, if I can say it like this, and I know how to react in these kind of situations. But that made me a very good friend with her. And what was also interesting, then she traveled to Canada and she traveled to Austria and she traveled to different countries, and she's always asking me when she's traveling somewhere, Vanya, can you connect me with someone in that countries? And I said, of course. First time when she went to Canada, I connect her with my friend from Canada. I call him and ask him, can you be for her there? She was traveling to Toronto, and I connect them. And then she traveled to Austria, and then I connect with her with my friend in Vienna, etc., etc. And she said in one moment, Vanya, what kind of business you are doing? Because wherever I go, you know someone. And not just that, because that people have time for me. And they never met me. And I said, yes, but Alexandra, that is interesting, because tomorrow, if somebody is traveling to Ecuador, I will call Alexandra. Alexandra, do you have time to meet and help my friend? And she will say, of course, yes. And this is like how to say, this is like I really love connecting people. This is like really thing that I'm very natural in this. And of course that you need to, how to say, to maintain these relations, because it's always good to meet people that you haven't seen, like, I don't know, 5, 7, 10 years. And it's very nice when you have this energy, when you meet with the people that you didn't see it. And this, I can say for myself that I am the man of the world, because like I said, I know people in 150 countries at least.
Yeah, great, great. That's interesting. You opened really a big door to what you shared with me with these thoughts. And obviously, yes, it's true. What I realized, what it seems that family is really, really important for you, because I often see you often actually share with us a story about your family. I also saw this one that about your parents being together, and it seems that your family is really strong. It's really and this is not only from now, that they are actually, that you as a family are taking care of the relations from ever, let's say. What is your relation to your family?
That is a good question. That is always, it always has been like this. The family for me, my parents and my brother, they were always this kind of safe base for me. Wherever we used to live, for example, I was living in Slovenia and Croatia, like I mentioned before, etc., etc. And unfortunately, war happened and we were moving everywhere. But in one moment, we were living in three different cities. But nevertheless, in the hardship, when it was here in Serbia in 92, 93, sanction and everything, that was something that preserved me, because I came in Serbia without everything. If I can say it like this, I came here, I didn't know anybody. I was going in school in Slovenia, in Croatia, I hasn't been here. And then imagine then you're starting with 19 years old, everything from beginning. And people were here, like, very often mentioning, oh, this is my friend from elementary school, this is my friend from high school. And my friends from elementary school, from the high school, they are like 600 kilometers from there. And I didn't have this base. And the base was my family, because like they were giving me these strong, nice values to be honest, to be moral, to help people when you can. And this is like, how to say, to made me how I am now. And people are noticing this, like, because I really care for the good for everybody. And this is how I develop. And this regarding my family, I'm always saying my parents are completely different. It's very calm, very like cool. My mother is completely different. She's very fast. She's talking very with the temper. She's still, when we had been in some party before a couple of days, I invite them. My mother was dancing almost whole night, and she's 73 years old. And wow. This is like, I couldn't stop her. I like, it was like a kid, please, little bit, make a pose that you are 73 years old. And everybody that noticed that, they were like surprised. She's the lady. And yesterday, we have been in this one party that my girlfriend was making for opening of her company. And my mother was already also dancing. And the one girl who are Brazilian, she said, I will be like her when I grow, when I will be older. Because like, this is like, she's not Serbian, she's like Brazilian, because she's always dancing. And she's like, she really love life. And this is like, I got from my parents a little bit different things, because my father is one character and my mother is another. And this made me how a mixture of this. And I think also, that I was growing up in Slovenia and these countries that I was living gave me this to be different, because I took from every country that I used to live that the best thing that I have had experience there when I was living there.
Yeah, great. It really resonates with me. And like you said, it's important, this relationship with parents and the family. And you mentioned your mother being a slight role model to maybe other women, how they should be when they are also older. What is your father role representing to you, and maybe from this side, what he gave you the most? What is this that helps you in your path to be a man in this world? What was the things that you were looking up to him and saying, okay, this is a really, really good quality?
Yes, my father was, it's a very interesting question. My father was in military. He was a colonel of military. And everybody, my friends thought like when he is from military that I'm living in very, how to say, fearless life with him because he is a military discipline, et cetera, et cetera. You should do this like Spartans, but not. He was like, gave me this kind of perspective, different one. I remember when I was a kid, once I tried to make rebellion, if I can say it like this. I was like, I think 17 years old. And I said to him, I'm going out. I was going out in that time and I was 17, like until 1:30 I had like that should be back. And I said, but my friends are coming like at 4 or 5. And he said, my son, you can come whenever you want, but when you come back home, the door will be closed and the key will be in lock and that's it. And then I was thinking, what should I do, like, and to come at 1:30 and to sleep in my bed, or to come at 5 a.m. when I'm 17 and to sleep in front of the door? And I knew what was most important. This is very good advice, that I knew 100% that he will not open the door. This is like this about the military. I said to you have a choice. It's your choice what you want to do, but the consequences you need to have it, because like he gave me this sense of responsibility for your actions. Whatever you do, take responsibility of your actions. Is it bad or is it good? You also need to know when you are, a lot of people like avoiding to have to be responsible when they do something bad. I'm a little bit different. I know that I'm not the best person in the world regarding all the things, because there is no such a perfect person, but I'm taking the credits when I do something in the wrong way, and I'm learning from this. That also came from my father, I must say it. And he was always very, very good organized in that matter. And he also had this good relation with the soldiers. He learned me. He said to me once, one very good, and you can connect with this Uroš, he said me in the former Yugoslavia, he said to me, I got the soldier who is 26 years old, and he is a doctor from Zagreb. And then in the same unit is the guy who is coming from the today Kosovo, and he didn't know to write. And imagine to make this unit to work, that doctor from who is very educated from Zagreb and this guy who doesn't know to write. Mm-hmm. And you need to find the common nominator to make them to work together. Because always the team is important, not individuality in that matter, when you have these kind of things. And he gave me this reflection that you need to bring all the... I am this kind of person now, and he was also like this. If I'm doing something, I'm giving my best to do this, or I'm not doing it at all. I don't like this mediocrity, like I will try, et cetera, et cetera. No, you will give your best, and then you will see the result. Maybe it will be great, really. Maybe it will not. Then you will be responsible for this, and you need to learn from this as well. Because life, I'm now 51 years old, I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. And I'm open for learning. And this, my father, that figure from the military, if I can say it like this, brought me this sense of the integrity. Because he had also a lot of times this kind of situation in his work, that integrity was in question. And he always had this integrity. And what is also very important, his word was golden. You can do whatever you, but if you give your word, hold on that. This is making you a real man.
Respect. Respecting this word.
Yes, yes.
Great, great. You are mentioning the really good strengths and values that man should hold, that he can hold a space where people around him feel safe. And thank you really for sharing this with me. And on the other hand, when you see your mother, and, what did mother add to these qualities of you as a man? Because on the other side, I feel father very taking responsibility. But on the other side, responsibility means bringing up the space of safety. He was obviously giving you these limits, boundaries, with this not opening the door for you, but you deciding what to do. This is a big quality of man. Also, what are these, let's say, qualities that you took from your mother?
She gave me diversity, because she is completely different character than my father, and that was good for me to see both sides, if I can say it like this. Because my father, like, he was in military, and he was a little bit formal for a lot of things. He was doing things by the rules. My mother showed me something different, that not to go out of that boundaries, to do the things not by the rules, but she was giving me this perspective, how you need sometimes to act fast, how you need to fight for your family, how you need to protect your family in that way, and how you need to be, like, in some moments, she really loves life. And she gave me also this perspective, how to say, how to enjoy in life. Because we are not having five lives, we have one. And then, okay, we are working, that is also okay, because we need to earn money, et cetera, et cetera. But it's not just about working. You need to have this, how to say, free time. And she gave me also one thing that is also very important. My father in former Yugoslavia, he was in military, and because of that, he was not religious. I was baptized when I was 20 something. My mother was always religious in that nice matter. And she gave me this other perspective, because I'm religious as well. When I was a kid, I was not, because I didn't know things. When I grow up, then this part of my life is also very important, like church, but not just to go, like, to church and be there for the communion or for the service and then go and behave differently. No, you are living this life always, 24 hours. Everybody makes some kind of not good things. Like sometimes it happens that you lie. Sometimes it happens that you have some not good thoughts. But
of course,
yes, but you need to be aware. I am like saying for myself, a lot of times people asking me, I really believe in God. And this is like, how to say, very important part of my life, because I'm always saying, do good. A lot of times people are saying to me, oh, but the good and the stupid are the same. Like, because when you are helping people and they are not giving you, they're just saying, thank you, and you are not getting anything from that. Wrong. If you believe in God, there is somebody above us, and you are doing things without any kind of, when I'm helping people, I'm not doing this because I wait for their, how to say, to give me something for in return. No, I'm doing because I feel that. And that preserved me and made me the person that I am today.
This unconditional love, we call this, we do it by, because from the perspective of the higher purpose. Yes, I hear you, Vladimir. I'm really enjoying this conversation. You're taking care for the connection as well in this podcast. So thanks. I have this written down, and I feel it's a strong bond too with your brother as well. I met him in Serbia when we met, and I kind of feel that you are connected with him as well. What can you say about it? How do you learn from the brotherhood, from your brother, and how do you feel this brotherhood?
Yes, it's showing me, like, this is like, how to say, very good thing, because like we are also very different persons. He's now in this movie life. He's making TV shows like an actor, and and he loves to like organize nightlife here in Belgrade, etc., etc. And we are in this matter, we are a little bit different, but this, wherever we are, we have this. I will give you just one of the values. Wherever we travel, for example, I'm traveling to Los Angeles, my brother is traveling to, I don't know, to Croatia, to Italy, etc., etc. We have this in the way that we are connected, that my brother sent me, I arrive here safely. Just this connection, that I know that I'm not worried, and I am sending this to him as well, that we know that everything is okay. We have this connection in that matter, and we can have this arguing in the daily life about some basic things. But when it's something very important, we are there for each other 100%, without question. And this is very important, that I know that I always have someone in my side in this matter without any questions. Of course, we have also this relation that I'm saying to him what I think that he is doing wrongly, or giving him advice, and it's his choice what he will do after. And viva versa as well. He is giving me, we have this, how to say, safe space that he can say to me whatever he wants. If I'm doing something wrong, but from him side, this is like this true relation, not just patting by shoulder and saying, you are doing everything okay. No, the good criticism is always good, because then you can make introspective and to see if you are doing things in this matter good. Because when somebody who loves you unconditionally says something like this, then you need to take this and to consider it.
Yeah, true. It seems that you have a good communication, that you put it on some kind of level, that you are actually all the time connected. And what you mentioned, the real brotherhood is, no matter what happens, that you can count on your brother or somebody. Yeah, great. Who is your role model beside, let's say, father and some people that you have in a family?
Yes.
What would you say also in the business life and your life?
I will say to you, like, it's interesting. I have also, I know this is like also people are not doing, unfortunately. My family, I know about my family back almost 800 years back.
Wow.
I researched that, from where is my ancestor coming, who they were, that the documents that I could find. And I really know a lot about them, about my grandfathers, my grand-grandfathers. One of my grandfathers from my mother's side, he was fighting in the First World War. He went through Albania to the Greece and returned back in Serbia. It was very challenging. And my grandfather, from my father's side, he was 4 years in Germany in the concentration camp, and he survived. Mm. And his story was also amazing. My grandfather, from my mother, they all of them had really very interesting life stories. And what was very important, we had very good connections. We were like, I was in touch with them. We were always visiting them. They were participating in our lives. And that also was a very big impact on my values today. That that family is not just family by family, but it really it's, it should be good relation. And regarding business life, like to when you said like role model, I think that people, I have a lot of them, but I'm mm-hmm. always saying that you need to pick up like from the best from all the sides that you can. Like I'm like I said before, like I took from my growing up in Slovenia a lot of nice things mm-hmm. because it was really very nice. My childhood in Slovenia was very nice, and all the things that I got there, and when you mix them in everything, like I'm Serbian by nationality, but I'm always saying I am like, when somebody's asked me, I'm saying like Slovenia is my second country because I grew up there, and I saw and I'm implementing the knowledge and the things from Slovenia, I'm implementing in my business life as well. Why? Mm. Because Serbs and Slovenians, we used to live in the same country, but yeah. mentality is a little bit different. Yeah. And when you mixture that, it's really good, if I can mm-hmm. say it like this. And I'm using this in my business life. I spoke with my girlfriend yesterday about, she was having this public speech and she's a little bit not formal. And I said to her, preserve that. Be yourself. Don't to pretend to be somebody else, because everybody should be unique in that matter. And I remember when you have been in Serbia before 5 years, it was in this time, in these days. And I remember like when I asked you about coming, you said, Vanya, it was just needed that you call us. And this is the connection. For example, if Uroš asked me, Vanya, can you find me something in Belgrade, that I will give 100% to do that. And this is this what you were talking about, brotherhood.
True. It really resonates with me. You mentioning your woman, 3 to 4 times in this podcast. What is your relation to her? How did you met?
Yes, this is like interesting question. She is Brazilian mm-hmm. and she's living in Belgrade 2 years. She's working here for the foreign company. And our story is like a little bit, how to say, different in that matter. She found me. And mm-hmm. I used before that I was that one who is like meeting somebody first. And it's a very nice story. Like we are not, she is coming from another continent. She is mm-hmm. from another nationality. She is from another church. She speaks different language. I am now starting to learn Portuguese. She knows a little bit about Serbian. Mm-hmm. And when somebody says like to you, like, okay, like, that is hard to connect with somebody from this, like she's coming from another world, if I can say it like this. But no, mm-hmm. like if you have this tight and connection with somebody, love is like doesn't have nationality.
Exactly.
And yes, and she's different person than me. She's like a person who is very with the temper, Latina, and I learned a lot from her. And she changed me in these positive ways. And what is also very interesting, she's always positive. That is something that is very, very unique. Whatever hardship that she is enduring, the problems. And she gave me also one thing like that is interesting here in Serbia. she's calming me down. For example, when you, if you're in Belgrade during the jam, during the traffic jam, everybody's like super, super stressed. And she's saying, what can you change? You cannot change anything. You cannot fly. And that is like, how to say, very good touch from her, if I can say it in that matter. And I will just go a little bit on one thing that was very unique experience for me. It's in one way connected. Last year, I was in Greece in April, that I visited the biggest and most important Serbian monastery, Hilandar, for the Serbian Orthodox Church. And I was there 2 days. It's a very interesting thing. Why? Because one of the things that is like different, women cannot be there in the whole island, not just in Serbia and that monastery, but all the monasteries on this Athos holy mountain. And to be there, like I have been 2 days, it gave me really something that is inner peace. For example, we went the service, morning service is starting at 4. And I went to sleep at 8 p.m. at the evening, and I went to the service at 6 a.m. and I stayed on the service 2 hours. If somebody said to me that I will be in the church for the service 2 hours, I would not believe that. In that matter, I was in these 2 hours. I was laughing for myself. I was crying. I was thinking, it gave me something like very nice inner feeling. And the thing that is also different, the bird that I was hearing there, when I came back to Belgrade, that bird was in front of my building singing for a couple of days. That was connection, and it gave me inner peace about the traffic that I'm connecting, because when I came back, for 2 months, I was completely peaceful. And my girl's friend, she said, like, you see, it's possible. You just need to work on yourself, that these kind of things that is happening to everybody, just to have it and take it a little bit differently. And that she's giving me always is very nice when you have somebody with you that is giving you another perspective and seeing, because I'm always saying you need to learn from your partner, because your partner is not just about love. It's about philosophy of life, it's about uniqueness, it's about that you learn from her as well, and I'm learning from her as well, and I hope that she's learning from me as well.
Yeah, it seems when I look you two in a picture, I can actually feel a big connection, a big diversity, but big connection. And it seems that you as a man, you found the way how to lead her, because a lot of men are worried and afraid of women emotion. Like you said, it's coming from another world, Latina, stereotypically, this kind of woman are more fire, more, you know, but like you recognize, it's something which is you, it seems that you are very open to this difference in people, and you don't judge, and you give space to how they are. And I really feel that, because it feels comfortable to be in your presence. And it seems that you have that you found, let's say, a leading moment, you as a man, how to lead the real woman. What do you think are your qualities as you look at yourself as a man, and you say, okay, I think I do this really well with her, that I can lead her?
Yes, I am. First of all, I'm always saying I'm natural and I'm honest. This is like you need to be. I really giving my best from this part, that I'm not lying almost ever. Because when you are when you are old, if I can say it like this, when you have 50, these kind of petty lies and these kind of small things are really useless, and it's taking your energy. And I'm always saying that you need to be yourself, because if you need, of course, that you can function with somebody who is different than you, you need to find this common denominator. But always, if you need to change your character, then it's that relationship is not for you. because how to say, she is completely different, and a lot of times people would be afraid to be with somebody that is completely different than you.
Exactly.
No, for me, I'm not, because I want to learn this other part, how she is doing things, how she is thinking. She is going by flow, if I can say it. She has completely different perspective and philosophy of life than I have it. But I really was eager to explore this. I'm still learning about her. I'm still knowing. And after, like, how to say, every day is a new one. And we have this.
Exactly.
That is very important. Not a single day between us is boring. That is, like, important. When somebody is different, then we don't have this, like, that the day can be boring in any way. And I learned with her also what is also very important, to fight. Because before I was, like, giving up. I didn't like this fighting or this different opinion, et cetera, et cetera. In that way, I was, like, retreating to myself. Now with her, she learned me to express myself in the way, if I'm bothered by something, that to say it. And to express that in the way that is, of course, nice and normal, that you can talk with the person. And I learned a lot of things regarding this matter from her. And giving me that I'm more rich. And my soul is, like, more wide, if I can say it, after this relation with her.
Completely resonates with me. My wife has a roots as Indian and Slovenian. She's her father is Indian, and she really has a lot of fire in her, and it completely resonates, because my biggest pressure was, how actually can I lead, or how can I be with somebody who is really different as a personality, but very, very close to me in interests and as a soul. And I'm really happy that, and this is actually the reason why I invited you today to this podcast, because I have a list of 100 men that I would like to have in this interview, in this podcast. And from this podcast, I'm writing a book about the man. And as I said, the purpose of this podcast to our listeners is to explore the true man nature, true energy of the man, consciousness of the man, awareness, power, embodiment of the man. Because I think these things are slightly hidden or misunderstood in today's world.
Yes, yes. I will just add, my girlfriend, like you saw in the picture, she is very beautiful. Like she said for herself, she's extraordinary and gorgeous. If you are a weak man with her, she will eat you for a breakfast. And I'm saying that to her. You need to be very strong and firm. Because in other way, it's not going to work. Because I'm always saying this also. Men's, I am thinking for myself. I'm valuing myself. I'm not modest in that way that I'm not aware of myself. I know who I am, and this is coming from me. And then, like, with this matter, you can have this relation. And, of course, I have very big self-confidence, because through my life, I was, like, in that matter regarding relationship, I was lucky, if I can say it like this. But it didn't give me, like, something that I was also making mistakes. But what is important, I was learning from my mistakes. And I'm still, like I said, life is a process, and you need to learn every day, because you are knowing some things daily. Not just like, exactly. You don't need to be like, if you, I have this, that people are sometimes when they are like 50 something, like me in the middle age, if I can say it like that, and they know everything. I don't know. I know a lot, really, but I am completely open to learn more. And this is fulfilling me. And that is the process that you should be. Then you can be a really good model for the people that you are in touch regarding your friends, family, kids, etc., etc., etc.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you for this extra opinion, because it's true. When man knows who he is, then he can handle a strong woman, a feminine energy. Otherwise, it's really, really hard to do this.
Yes.
And that's the foundation. What is your mission here in this world?
To make the world a better place. first in my inner space, like then in your small universum that is around you, to make people that you're surrounding you to feel better, to be like in every aspect, not just like regarding work. I'm really proud when I see that somebody that I gave advice or was participating in their life, they are becoming better and better. They are getting better position in work. They are getting married. A lot of couples I connected. That was also very nice for me. And this is like these kind of things when you are doing for somebody else makes me happy. When I see that other people that I had some kind of impact on their life, and because of that, they are becoming better and more happy people, I'm really happy because of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. True. Thanks. Yeah. Happiness comes from being present and actually giving the space to the parts that are sometimes hidden, or actually giving space to yourself and people around. And obviously, I can sense you are doing some things, those things very good. What would be, because we are now in the finishing phase of podcast, it's already 40 minutes and we will in a way conclude this interesting conversation, Vanya. That was, I really felt into the focus with you, and I'm feeling you, and this could go on. And I wish that we can meet again and discuss some other things in some other opportunity. So thanks for this, your view on life, on man energy. What would... For the final question before we conclude, what would be your invitation to all the men listening to this podcast? What would you like to actually express to them and say to them on the basis on what we discussed today? What yes. would be your calling for the men?
Yes, the first. I'm always saying, you know, to know yourself very good, that you can share that with the world. That mm-hmm. is very important, because there is a part of you that you are maybe not aware, that you're not working. And I remember once, that would be my calling, if I can say it like this. I was watching one very good Indian movie, Monsoon Wedding, and there is one part when they are dancing and some guy wants to go to dance, etc., etc., and he is a little bit afraid. And the old woman saying to him, only the good, I'm quoting not completely the same how she said it, but you mm-hmm. will understand it. Only the good warriors going to a battle, and they are falling down from the horses. What is the most important? That you know how to get up. That mm-hmm. is most important. Because it's much better to go to the this than to stand by and watch it, because like you need to invest yourself, and you will learn. The first lesson that I got in from Slovenia about skiing, I was 6.5 years old. We went to first class, and the first lesson was, and you will connect with this, they learn us how to stand up when we fall. Because true. They said it's not the question that you will fall 100%.
True.
And that was the first lesson that I still have it after like 45 years. Learn first how to get up. Mm-hmm. And this is the most important, that you know to get up, because you will have in your life different challenges. Men's, they are required in that matter. Like we had Corona, you have wars, you have a lot of things. But in this mm-hmm. kind of situation, you are showing yourself. Not when everything is great. And the real friendship is also in that. It's very easy to connect with all the people when everything is good. But mm-hmm. real people, real men are showing themselves when it's not good, when it's bad. That is mm-hmm. like, then you need to be the role model and to be like, how to say, lighthouse for the ships, if I can say it in this manner. Then you are showing your inner self, a real one.
Mm. Great, Vanya. Thank you very much for this session and your calling. It's great. You need to learn how to stand up from where you fall. And sometimes you need to actually learn how to fall. And it's a good message. It's a great message for this. Thank you very much to be my guest in Voice of Men.
Thank you, Uroš, for inviting me. And like I said, to everybody, you should come to visit Serbia. Uroš, my doors are always open for you here. And my impression is, when you said to me that this will be around 45 minutes, I said, what should I talk 45 minutes? And now it passed like I'm seeing in this conversation, you were a really amazing host. These 45 minutes, I didn't, in any matter, like I didn't see the time. When you said it's end, I saw like 41 minutes. Really, it went so fast.
Great, great. I'm grateful for that. And thank you very much. This was the voice of Vladimir Vanjacerovic. So I'm looking forward for the next podcast. And goodbye to all the listeners as well.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.